Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Right. So we have an Olympshiko. I'm just curious by show of hands, how many guys are in NYU? It doesn't matter the second, but basically in NYU. I mean, in the physical Washingtonites. Oh, so basically most of you are in NYU. And how many, who is there anybody here who's not in NYU right now? Not going to be in NYU, just tuning in from somewhere else, I hear. Okay. And we'll play it by ear. I mean, there'll always be the Shia will always be on Zoom. The question is, how often will I come up in person to Yeshiva? This week's really not shy because there's too much going on. But I think probably Klumi shall try to come up once in a while, and then we'll have it hybrid. But the most part in Zoom is a little bit hard for me to get up. So we'll see. We'll see as we go. Okay, let's start. It's interesting. Sugya Hagavim. We'll see if we have time to get to Shratzim also, regular Shratzim. But meanwhile, we'll talk about the kosher Shratzim, which is the Hagavim. So we'll start with the Mishnah and Daf Mitesim. So we'll read the whole Mishnah, even though only a part of it is negated to us. The Mishnah says, the Torah itself spells out the Simonim. To recognize a behemoth and a chayat Torah, that it has to be malagerim if it's his parcel. Simoni oiv, the Torah does not give simonim for kosher and not kosher birds. The Torah just lists 24 species of non-kosher birds. Most birds are kosher, even though we don't eat most of them, but most birds, be'etzim, are kosher. The Torah lists 24 species of not kosher birds. But Chazal gave simonim. Chazal gave physical features also to recognize a kosher bird from a non-kosher bird. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun, I think, the Rambam says the Chazal knew the Simoni Oif from Chakira v'Chippus, meaning it wasn't a Mesorah, but they just did empirical research. They knew they knew all the 24 non-kosher birds, and they looked for features, physical features that these birds don't have, or at least some combination of features that these birds don't have. So that if you find these features, you know it's not from the 24 oifes tmeim. So the Mishnah lists kol oif hadoris tamei, any oif that's doris, it means that when it eats, it doesn't just lean over and peck at the food, but it picks it up in its claw and eats it. It's tamei. That's a simon of tumah. Kol sheish by etz by yisera, it has an opposing thumb. Bezefek, and it has a crap in the birds. A lot of birds when they in their what's it called? In the esophagus, there's a little compartment that protrudes off of the esophagus. It's called the zephic, and it has a stomach, a muscular stomach, because it crunches the seed. So anyway, we're not learning the Siman HaYoif, but those are the Simanim that it's a kosher bird, that it's Torah. But let's say, he has a simon tumah that if it's chelik is raglov, when it sits, it divides its toes on either side to take a grip. So it's a simon tumah. Anyway, we're really not interested in oifes tmeim. This June, we're interested in the next piece, which is chagovim. Ube chagovim, kol sheyesh le'arba raglayim ve'arba knafayim v'kartzulayim. Any sheretz that has four legs and four wings. And the katsulayim are the jumping legs. Besides the four regular legs, it has jumping legs, katsulayim, what the Torah calls kraayim. Those are all simonim that are mefurish and pasuk. We'll take a look at the pasuk and pashish meaning in a minute. Those three are mefurish and pasuk. The Mishnah has a fourth simon, which is not mefurish and pasuk, the knof of chayfin is rubai. That not only does it have knofayim, four knofayim, but the knofayim cover most of the body. The Rambam counts it as three simonim. It includes knof of chayfin as rubai in the simen of arba knafayim, because it's just describing what kind of knafayim are we talking about. So the Ram listed as three simonim, but the Mishnah calls it a four simonim. It's not a machlekes in substance, just a question of how to categorize it, how to list it. So those are the four simonim, four physical simonim. Rabbi Yosi adds, well, Shmoy Chagov. It also has to be Shmoy Chagov. It has to have the name Chagov. Even though Chagov is, the Torah itself also lists four different kinds of grasshoppers that are kosher. Arba Salam, Chagol, and Chagov. So Chagov is one of the species of kosher grasshoppers. But apparently, it's also a Shem HaKailo, it's also a general, generic term for all of these kosher grasshoppers. Shmoy Chagov. So Rabbi Yosi says that's an additional condition. It's not enough that it has the four simonim. It also the four features. It also has to be Shmoy Chagov. Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about Shmoy Chagov. What exactly is the nature of that sin? Yeah, and then Bedogim, we'll leave Bedogim alone. It's not our concern right now either with Bedogim. So we have here four, according to Yosi, maybe five simonim that a bird, that a Chagov has to have. A grasshopper has to. Anybody know the difference between a grasshopper and a locust? You know what we're talking about? A locust is a grasshopper. There are many kinds of grasshoppers. The Morris says there are like hundreds of kinds of grasshoppers. Some grasshoppers, mostly grasshopper is a solitary, lonely figure. It lives by itself. It doesn't cause all that much harm. Some grasshoppers, they're like Dr. Bruce Banner. They turn into the Hulk. At some point, there's some trigger, and it could go, a grasshopper could go its whole life, and it'll never happen. But there's something that triggers, maybe overpopulation, there's something that triggers that they start to, some hormonal change. First of all, they change their color. They become a darker color, not the bright green. They become a dark, more threatening kind of color, and they start to look more threatening, and they swarm. That's the main thing. They become much more fecund. They have a lot of babies very quickly, and they swarm instead of their solitary lifestyle. And then they can cause tremendous damage. That's when you get a plague of locusts. But locusts are grasshoppers that have been they've transformed themselves into these swarming things. So really, chagavim are grasshoppers. You know, the halacha, when it's kosher, when it's not kosher, it doesn't matter if it's a locust or if it's a grasshopper. If it has the really the same thing. Yeah, so let's take a look at the pasuk. That's a good point of departure. Let's share the screen over here. So the pasuk of Parsha Shmini, there says, Achazet toichlu, pasuk of Aleph, Achazet toichlu mikol asher tzoyf ha'ilech al-arbo, asher loy k'ra'ayim imal l'raglov. It has k'ra'ayim, large legs that are mima'al l'raglov, above the other legs, l'nater behem ala oretz, to jump around on the land. One second, let me get a chumash. Let me get a regular chumash for myself. What does it say about the Arba Raglayim and the Arba Knafayim? We could talk about knafayim. Pitaka doesn't. Well, maybe the pasuk doesn't say the perish for knafayim. Maybe it's just from the limudim. Before it says, "Kosheret Zayif Ha'ilech Al Arba Sheketz Ulochem." Kosheret Zayif that goes with four legs is sheketz, but ezet teichlu, the following you are allowed to eat from the Ha'ilech Mal Arba. So that's already Arba Raglaim. So that is already mentioned in pasuk. Ashloik Ra'ayim Imal Raglu L'Natev Em Al Aretz. It has these what the Mishnah calls Katsulayim, these jumping legs to jump around. Taka Knafayim. It doesn't say Arba Knafayim. Anyway, as Eilam Em Teichelu, you should eat the following minim you could eat. As Arba Leminoi. So the Torah lists four minim. But each one of the four minim, arba, salam, chagol, and chagov, the Torah also adds the word lumineu. The lumineu is marba, l'chayra, other species that are similar to them. Let's see Rashi. Besides the four regular legs, it has these other two legs. When it wants to fly and jump, it jumps with those two legs, the jumping legs. Says Rashi, they're very common. Kaisin Shakarin Langusto. So I don't know if you can see the Rashi on the screen. Yeah, this we're holding. I'll read the Rashi again because I couldn't see it. Mimal Raglov Samach Lesavar Yeshlikim and Shter Aglaim Levad Dalad Raglov. Shreisi Loi for Likbets Minoritz. When he wants to jump, Mischazik Baisin Shteker Aim Upereach. Vishar Behem Behem Kaisin Shakarin Langusto. Aval Einon Ubikim Behem. But we're not really bekeen to know which ones we're allowed to eat. Sha'arba simonim tara nemru behem, because there are four simonim that the Mishnah gives to recognize which ones are tar. Arba raglayim, v'arba knafayim, v'karsulayim, elu kra'ayim aksuvim kan. Those are the kra'ayim, that katsulayim is loshen chachomim for the kra'ayim, what the Torah talks about, the jumping legs. V'knopim chayfen is rubay, and its wings cover most of its body. And all of these simonim, our grasshoppers happen to have. But some of them have long heads. And some of them don't have tails. The Ramban here in the Sugin, in Samach Hayim Beis, brings this Rashi. He seems to have had a different gears than Rashi. Some of them have tails. But Sarech Shei Shmei Chagov, and it needs to be Shmei Chagov, like Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah. And that really, we don't know how to be Mavdil, So therefore, we don't eat them. There's a lot here in this Rashi that needs to be unpacked. Let's start like this. The Emes, the site of the Sugya. I don't know if the other had a chance yet to see the whole Sugya. It's good to see the whole Sugya, just from a Rashi, just to see it quickly to have an overview. The site of the sugya is that there's two basic shittas in the Tanoim. How to dash in this pasuk? Tana de Rav. Tana de Rav. Rashi just means the Torah's Kohanim. It was called Tana de Rav because everybody knew it by heart. So it was the common brisa, the common medrash halacha that everybody knew. Tana de Rav and Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, which is Rabbi Shmuel's version. The version in the Rabbi Shmuel's based medrash of the medrash halacha and Vayikra. So, and the machlekes between them is the dash in these pesukim with the mid of klal uprat and but klal elamashu uprat, which is or with the mid of klal uprat to klal, then you marbe everything which is kein uprat, meaning from the gimel midos of Rabbi Shmuel. There's one mid of klal uprat. There is a klal that's more general, and then it says a prat, and it leaves it at that, and the last word is the prat. So then the rule is ein beklal elamashu uprat. So all we can be marbe is the things that are specifically enumerated. Whatever is not specifically enumerated, we can't be marga. And then there's a different meat in Torah, klal uprat uklal. Torah says a klal, then it says a prat or a series of protim, but then it turns, then it says the klal, a klal again. So then we're more marba. Then we're marba not only the things that are specifically enumerated, but anything that's doime to the things that are enumerated also becomes included. So the machleika says in the word liminoi or limineu, is that treated as a klal, or is that treated as just another prat? Tanan de Rav holds that limineu is just another prat. So this is basically a klalu prat. A mechal elamashe beprat. We can only be marba the protim that are enumerated here, the species that are enumerated here, which is eight species, arba, and the minoy of arba, solom, and the minoy of solom, chagol, and the minoy of chagol, and chagov, and the minoy of chagov. So only eight species, and that's all we can be marba, nothing else. And Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says, no, limineu is a cloud, it's a cloud. So it's a bunch of klal uprat the klals, and therefore we can be marba not only the eight species that are specifically enumerated, but we can be marba anything that's even like these species. And then we have to know why there's so many protim. So the Gemara Dash is why there are so many protim. See you later. We'll take up Tana de Shmuel in a few minutes. But let's first start with Tana de Rav. Tana de Rav holds that there's only eight species. It's a klal uprat, a mechal al mashe prat. There's only eight species. So in the Sugya Gemara, it's mavur like this. Let me do another. I made a chart. I also sent it to you on the WhatsApp. This is a useful chart to keep around when you're doing the Sugya. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara when it lays out the time of the Rav. So there are four species that have names, Arba Salam, Chagov, and Chagol. And then there are another four species that are Mineu. The Mineu of Arba, the Mineu of Arba, the Gemara, the Brisa says, it's Tziporis HaKomim. The Mineu of Salam is Yoichno. I think it's Yoichno Yerushalmus. The Mineu of Chagov is Razvonis. And the Mineu of Chagol is Artsuvayo. So, the arba, the tziporis hakomim apparently is very similar to an arba, so it's called the minoy of arba. Yoichna Yerushalmis is very similar to a salam, so it's the minoy of salam, and likewise the Razvanis and Chogov and Atsuvaya and Chagov. So these are pairs. The Torah is specifically arba salam Chagov and Chagov, and where the four luminei was the tziporis hakomim, Yoichna Yerushalmis, Razvanis and Atsuvaya. What are the physical features that these minim have? So it's also mavur in the Raisis file. All of these species shared, first of all, the dalet simonim of the Mishnah. Dalet aglayim, dalet knafayim, knafav chayfen esrubay, and katsulayim. All of these species have those features. In addition, says the Gemara, says the Raisa really, well, says the Gemara, they're all ein roisham oroich. They all have short heads. They're none of them long-headed grasshoppers. I'll show you a picture. How do I do this? I want to show you something else. Oh, here we go. You're in the top picture. You see the pictures? So on the top, you have a regular grasshopper. That's a classic graph. It has four legs. You see, it has four legs. And then here's the big legs, the katsulayim. They're folded up now, but those are the katsulayim. The long wings, it has four wings. You can't really see in the picture, but it has four wings when they fold up together. But when it flies, you see these four wings. And you see that it has a short head. There are some grasshoppers, you can see in the bottom left, that have long heads. But none of the four species that the Torah enumerates, and likewise none of the limineus that are like toldos, we call them toldos even though the Gemara never calls them toldos, but maybe that's a good word. You have the four species, and then they have four toldos. Each one has a toldo. So both the species, the dal and minim, and their toldos, They're all roishim, ein roishim aruch. They all have short heads. None of them have long heads. And therefore, according to Tanav Erav, if a grasshopper has a long head, it's treif. You can't eat it. Because all of this eight meaning that the Torah talks about, they're all ein roishim aruch. That's number one. So they all have really five simonim. In a way, you could call it, we should talk about that according to Tanav Erav, you need five simonim. And the four simonim of the Mishnah. Then there's this other simon that all of these minim share, that they're ein reisha marach. So therefore, if it's reisha arach, it's no good. And then going back to the chart, here's that chart. I had a better chart before. So they have five. So all of them have. You can see on the top of the chart four simonim and ein roishim aruch. Then there's another two variables: ein legabachas versus yesh legabachas, ein lezonov versus yesh lezonov. Some grasshoppers have a tail, and some grasshoppers don't have a tail. Oh, you can go back to the picture. That's the picture. The regular grasshopper doesn't have it's really a locust, it's a grasshopper that became a locust. It doesn't have a tail. That's just a long body. But here you have on the bottom right, you have this other grasshopper or locust. It has a tail. So some of them have tails, some of them don't have tails. So that's one variable that the Gemara talks about, and that's in play. And then there's a thing, gabachas. Some of them have a gabachas, some of them don't have a gabachas. What is a gabachas? That's really very not clear. Rashi says gabachas means that its head is mimurut, its head is plucked. That's taken by, that is by Rashi. Rashi probably got it from by Taras. They have their gabachas, Taras, and is the gabach. The gabachas means the front of the head is bald. So Rashi assumes that that's what it means by grasshopper. Also, it has a gabachas, it means the front of its head is bald. But that's very not clear what that is. I mean, they're all bald. What does that b'chal mean? It means from Ibn Gershon, he says, a different shot, the gabachas is some kind of hump on its back. Also not at all clear. So we don't know exactly what this gabachas is. So meanwhile, we're just going to take it as a thing. You know, gabachas, the halo of gabachas. So some of them have a gabachas, some of them don't have a gabachas. So the Gemara says, it's like this, that in Arba, you have the variables, and you can see there's four possible permutations. Ein lezonov, ein legabachas, ein lezonov, yesh legabachas, yesh lezonov, ein legabachas, and yesh lezonov, yesh legabachas. There's four possible permutations. When the Brice is mavur, that the arba is ein lezonov, ein legabachas. So that's over here. Arba, ein lezonov, ein legabachas, and likewise, the tzipayr sekonim shares those features. That's the Arba and the Sipur Sakomim. They're Ein Lehem Gabachas Ve'Ein Lehem Zonov. The Salom is Ein Lezonov Yesh LeGabachas. The Chargol is Yesh LeZonov Yesh LeGabachas. And Chogav is not spelled out. Chogav and Rezvon is not spelled out what if they have a Zonov and a Gabachas. I made this chart. The Gemara doesn't give us a chart like this. It's a nice chart. The Gemara has this whole Shakta Vitaya with the Limudim, and you have to extract the chart. But you go to the Sugya, and this is the chart that comes out. It's not spelled out in the Gemara what permutation of Zonav and Gabachas, Chogav and Rezvanas have. It would be tempting to say that they have the fourth permutation, the one that the other three don't have. Arben Sipur Sekomim are Ein Lezonov Ein Legabachas. Salom and Yechna are Ein Lezonov Yesh Legabachas. Chagol and Atzuvaya are Yesh Lezonov Yesh Legabachas. So it would certainly be tempting to say that Chogav and Rezvon, as they occupy the missing niche, the fourth box, and they're Yesh Lezonov and Ein Legabachas. But it's not explicit in the Gemara, so I can't say that's true for sure. Maybe that's not. Maybe they have the same permutation as one of the other three, and they're coupled for some other reason. We'll come back to this question. This is not an idle question. If Chagav and Rezvon is, what's their permutation? We need to have a terminology that we could share. We're going to call this what permutation of Zonav and Gabachas do they have? So there's three permutations that are occupied. Arba occupies a permutation. Ein le Zonav, ein le Gabachas. Salem occupies a particular permutation. Chagav occupies a particular permutation. Chagav is not clear. Does it have its own permutation of Zonav and Gabachas, unique permutation, and then it's in the fourth box, or maybe not. Maybe it's the same permutation as one of the others, but it differs in other ways. We'll come back to that question. Anyway, this is all the sheet of Tana Verab. So bottom line is that according to Tana Verab, there's a klal prat, and the Torah was only marred by these four simonim that have these physical features. First of all, they have five simonim. They're all Ein Rosh Shem Arach. Besides the Dalet simonim, they're all Ein Rosh Shem Arach. And in addition, they will have various permutations of Gabachas and Zonav. So Maisa comes out eight species, four with the four toldos, eight species of kosher Griasat. Then the Gemara brings the other Shita, Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel, who dashed into Pasuk now with the Klal Prat, and then were limited only to these eight Minim that are specified in Torah. But he dashed into the Tanit Ve'Rabbi Shmuel, dashes Klal Uprat Uklal. So the way the limit comes out of the Klal Uprat Uklal is as follows, that from Arba and Chagel, Klal Uprat Uklal means I can be Marba anything that has the features of the Prat. All the shared features of the Prat. Now, if it only said Arba, let's say, okay, Klal Prat Klal, we could be Marba anything that's like an Arba. But would have to be like an Arba, would have to be Ein Le Gabachas and Ein Le Zonav. But the Torah said, no, we have Chagel. Chagel is not like either of those. Chagel is Yesh Le Zonav, Yesh Le Gabachas. So between Arba and Chagel, the Zonav and Gabachas cancel out. You can't say that in order to be kosher, it needs to have no Zonav and no Gabachas, because Chagel has both. You can't say that in order to be kosher, it needs to have both, because Arba has neither. So therefore, once you have Arba and Chagel, you've canceled out the features of Ein Le Gabachas and Ein Le Zonav. It now becomes irrelevant whether it's Yesh Le Gabachas, Ein Le Gabachas, Yesh Le Zonav, Ein Le Zonav. Between Arba and Chagel, Mi Benayu, neither of those, they both cancel out. So we could dash in the Klal Prat to Klal. And we can marry anything, regardless, all meaning, regardless of whether they don't have to have this, they don't have to be this particular meaning. We can be marry all meaning that have the Dalet Simonim and that are Ein Rosh and Arach, because they're both Ein Rosh and Arach. And we won't care anymore about Zonav and Gabachas. But once we have Arab and Chagel, we don't need the other two. We don't need Salem and Chagel. What are they doing in there? This one going to Tana the Rab. I need the Torah to enumerate. Whatever's not enumerated doesn't get counted. But according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, I'm being marba all the grasshoppers in the world that share the features of Arba and Chagel. Well, Arba and Chagel, what features do they share? Zonav and Gabachas, they don't share anything, so that obviously is not important. But they all share the five simonim. They have Dalet Aglaim, Dalet Knafayim, Tof of Chayfin Ezrubay, Katsulayim, En Reish and Orech. So I can be marba anything that has the five simonim. So why did Torah say Salem and Chagel? The Gemara says the price of Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Salom comes to be marbe roishay arich. Even though Salom itself does not have a long head, none of these grasshoppers have long heads. But since Salom is miyuter, so it's coming to be marbe something even further. So we can go, we can stretch things further, and therefore we can include even roishay arich. And then Chagov comes to rein it in and to say, well, if you're going to allow even roishay arich. So maybe, says the Gemara, if you're allowing Rosh Yoroich, Zok the Braisa, well, what about a Tzartzer? Tzartzer is a cricket. A cricket has a long head. Now you're allowing long heads. So a cricket has Dalet Aglaim, Dalet Knafayim, Knop of Chayfin Asubay, Katsulayim, and it's, okay, Rosh Yoroich, but from Stalin we were married, but we don't care about Rosh Yoroich. So maybe you can even allow a cricket. So therefore, the Torah says no Chogov, it has to be Shmoy Chogov. And a cricket is not Shmoy Chagov. It comes out, according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, we're marba all the minim in the world that have the Dalet Simonim. Even if they're Rosh Yoroch, even if it's Rosh Yoroch, we could still be marba. But there is a limiting factor. There has to be Shmoy Chagov. Mora says, what's the nafkamina between Tana Rebbe and Tana Rebbe Shmuel? Rosh Yoroch. According to Tana de Rav, we can only be married with these eight minim, and all these eight minim are enosh and aruch. They all have short heads, like the classic locust. So it has to have a short head. And according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, gudashus of the klal, part of klal, from Arben Tzchargo, we really know everything. So sounds miyuta for enosh and aruch. But we don't go so far as to allow even a cricket, because we need Shmai Chago. So in Afkamina, in Tanav Rav, Tanav Rebbe Shmuel says the Gemara is for Rosh Ha'orah. According to Tanav Rav, it's also. According to Tanav Rebbe Shmuel, it is Mutter. That's the basic Sugis HaGemara. There's many protimi that need to be gone into, but that's the basic Sugis HaGemara. We're going to be spending a few days on the Sugis, so we really have to have this, this has to be in our DNA. Tanav Rebbe Shmuel and Tanav Rav. So again, Nochamo. According to Tana, today, at the risk of flogging a dead grasshopper. So according to Tana, Devei Rav, the only marba these eight minim. So these eight minim, they all have not only Dalet Simonim, but they have another Simon of Ein Rosh Ha'orach. So you have to have Ein Rosh Ha'orach. And according to, so long-headed grasshoppers would not get in, would not be kosher. Whereas according to Tana and the very Rabbi Shmuel, it's a klalu patu klal. Klalu patu klal, we really could be married by anything that has the shared features of these minim. So from Arab and Chago, we could be married by everything because Zonav is not a shared feature and Gabacha is not a shared feature. So those features cancel out. So we're married by anything that has four simonim and Enoi She'orach. So Salam is miyuta to go further and to be married by Enoi She'orach. But then Chagov is miyuta to say, well, don't get carried away. Don't be married by cricket. Don't be married by tzatzur, and therefore it has to be shmoy. It has to be shmoy chagav. That's the sugya. So what it says in Gemara is that the whole nafka mina. What Gemara says, my ikam and the Gemara says, "Samachav medalas." We try to see inside. The my kamiflgi, the first line on Samachav medalas. The my kamiflgi is up to Gemara. What's the practical nafka mina? Tanei Rav, Tanei Rebbe Shmuel, Bereishu Orach kamiflgi. And therefore, we only marbe the minim that are exactly like from all sides. They're like these minim that are enumerated in Torah. So it's only the eight minim, not Reshe Orach. Tanah Rebbe Shmuel saw Reshe Leikra and Klal. Arba Salam Chagol Chagov Prat Lemineu Chozav Klal. Klal Prat the Klal. Iya Tanan El Keina Prat. And marbe called the Domeli Bechatzan. Anything that's daimin and it has the common denominator of these things. In the problem in the holy domic, yeah, so that's it. That's the and the nafkamina is for Rosh Ha'orach. That's the Gemara. Now let's think for a second about Tana de Beirav. According to Tana de Beirav, so we're only married by these eight enumerated species. The four that Torah says the Feirish, Arba Salam, Chagav, and Chagav, and the Tolbos of Tziper, Sekom, and Yechna, Rezvonis, and Atsuvaya. So now, it's not so clear. What defines something as a Tolba of Arba, for example, or as a Tolba of Salam? What makes Tziper, Sekom, a Tolba of Arba? Or Yechna Tolda of Salem, the Lumineu of Salem. Is it only the specific features that the Brisa talks about? That it has a common moshul. It's a Tolda of Arba because, and only because, it's Engli Zon of Engli Gavachas. And the Yechna Yishalmus is a Tolda of Salem because, and only because, it's Engli Zon of Yechna Gavachas. And the Tatsuvai is a Tolda of Chagol because and only because it's Yesh Lezon of Yesh Legavachas. And anything, we would then follow that any grasshopper that like the Tzipar Sakramim is Ein Lezon of Ein Legavachas will also be a Mineu of Arba. By definition. Maybe no. Maybe that Tziper Sakramim is a told of Arba, not only because it's Ein Lezon of Ein Legabachas. Maybe it looks like an Arba. But maybe this other, maybe this is some, maybe if you see a Tziper Sakramim, you see it's a told of an Arba, not only because Ein Lezon of Ein Legabachas. That happens to be true that they're Ein Legabachas of Ein Lezon of. But to be a species, a mineo of arba, maybe that's not enough. Maybe it has to actually look like an arba. So the muscle is big enough camino. What if you have some species that it shares the permutation, the gabach, the zone of gabach has permutation of one of these minim, but it looks very different. What if I have some grasshopper that is enle zonov and is enle gabachas, but it b'chal has no family resemblance to an arba? Has maybe different coloration, or I don't know, it just doesn't look like an arba in other ways. Do I say that doesn't matter? The features that Chazal thought are important are zonov and gabachas, and if it has this particular permutation of enle zonov, enle gabachas, then as far as Chazal are concerned, it looks like it, then it's a mina of an arba, and any other features that a zoologist might notice don't matter, and it's minoy of arba, no different than sefer sakon. But they say, no, to be a minoy of arba, it has to be a minoy of arba. You have to ask a zoologist, and he says, yes, this is the minoy of arba. They have a lot of DNA in common. And it happens to be, since they're so related, they also have enli zonov enli gabachas, but that's not the whole story. This is, of course, related to the question, what's the particular permutation of a chagov? If you're going to say that the minim are defined by zonov and gabachas and only by zonov and gabachas, and that's the whole story, then it's muchuch that chagov and razvonis have a different permutation, a different zonov gabachas permutation than the other three minim. Because if Chogav and Razvonis fit into any of the other three boxes, and if the only thing that defines the min is just the Zonov and the Gabachas and nothing else, then Chogav and Razvonis would not be a separate species. That's clear in the Gemara, that Chogav, it's clear in the Pasuk, that Chogav slash, which is told the Razvonis, are a separate species than the other three couples. What makes them different? Whatever we don't know what kind of zonov and gabachas we don't know if they have a zonov and a gabachas. Gemara doesn't say that anywhere. But if they have the if they share the permutation with the other minim, then obviously they would be the other min. It must be that they have their own permutation. They're in the fourth box, which is the topic that we had before. Masha'enkin, if you say that no, there's some other mara, that, you know, that's not the whole story. That's part of the story. But that's not the whole story. There's other ways that a chagav and a razvanis might be differentiated as a separate species. Nothing to do with their zonov and their gabachas. And that also could count. Then we have no hechich. Then we don't know what box the chagav and the razvanis fit into. The two shalas are related. Again, the suffix that I have is, when we're defining mineu, what's called the min of arba, what's the min of solom? And according to Tanya Rab, that's all we have. We have eight species. Arba lumineo, solom lumineo, chagav lumineo, chagav lumineo. What makes it lumineo? So you just read the Braisa. You could read the Braisa to say, what makes it lumineo, what makes Sipar Sakom lumineo of Arba is just the fact that family is on a vein like a bakas and nothing else. You don't have to read the Braisa that way. You could read the Braisa that Sipar Sakom happens to be mineo of Arba. A scientist will tell you it's the mineo of Arba. So it's reflected in the fact that both don't have a zone of a gabachas, but that's not the whole story. So there's a diak in Rashi. I think it's a very strong diak in Rashi. Look at Rashi in Samach Heim and Aleph. Dibur Maskelis Harazvonis. About two-thirds of the way down, the end of the line, the last word in the line, Harazvonis. So Rashi going in this Brisa, maybe we should see the Brisa first, even though we're not up to it yet, but let's look at the Brisa. The Brisa starts the first wide line of the Gemara, Tana, Es Elam Ham Techelu, Es Arbe, and so on, quotes the Pasuk. So up to the Braisa. Arba, this is the Tanad Veirat. Arba zeg goivai. The Aramaic word for Arba is goivai. Okay. We don't know what Arba is or what a goivai is. So we don't really care about the Aramaic word for Arba. But Arba zeg goivai. Salam zeg rashin. Chagel zeg nipil. Chogav zeg gadion. So those are the Aramaic names of the four species. Matam aloim eliminu liminei 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 dalek pama. What's all these liminei? It's lahovi. Jeperis akromim. Vyoichni ushalmis. Vartsuvai of the razvonis. Which are the toldos of the four species that the Torah says specifically. And in the Hemshech of the Sugya, it's Mavur, which one is which? Tzipar Sakom is told of Arba, and Yechni Yushalmis is the told of Salom, and Razvonis is the told of Chagov, And Atzilai is the Tolda of Chagel. Rashi says, can we read all the Rashis? Says Rashi, Rashi nipel gadin yichni shamus kafshmo. Tiferes akomim sab Rashi min arbe. The ein legavachas. The Tiferes akomim and arbe, they're similar. They both don't have a gavachas. And yichna is a min salam diyesh. It has a gavachas. And atzivai is a min chagel diyesh lezonov. Ulishtayim harishayim ein zonov. Rashi took this all out from the hemsuk of the sugya. And now Rashi, I want to point out, Bahar Azvonis of Rashi, Min Chogov, Razvonis is a Min Chogov, Rashi, because it doesn't look like any of the other three. Razvonis doesn't look like an Arab Asylum or a Chagov. So therefore, it must be a told of a Chagov, because it looks more like a Chagov. And it's Gavala Gadig in the Rashi. Rashi, he was bothered. Why is a Razvonis a told of Chagov? Why isn't it told of Arbe? Why isn't it told of Salem? Why isn't it told of Chagel? What makes it a told of Chagel? So, L'chara, what Rashi could have said, is because it has the same unique permutation as a Chagel in terms of Zonim and Gabach. You know, Rashi already told me that the Arbe has no Gabachas and an Emli Zonim. And he already told me that the Sal of the Salem has no Zonim and it has a Gabachas. And he told me that the Chagel has a Zonim and it doesn't, and it also has a Gabachas. And to the same creates of him. So you want to know now why is Razvanus a Toldo of Chagel? And all the things that Rashi said before, he took out of the Sugya, and the Hemshech of the Sugya, all those facts can be gleaned from the Hemshech of the Sugya. Chagel and Razvanus, the Hemshech of the Sugya doesn't really tell me do they have a Gabachas, do they have a Zonov? Doesn't say anymore. But L'chayr, Rashi could have said, could have extrapolated, well, I see there Razvanus Toldo of Chagel, what makes it a Toldo of Chagel? It must be, it has the same unique permutation of a Chagel. And presumably, since there's only one unique permutation left, that must be the permutation that it has. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the Razvanus is a told of a Chagov because it doesn't look like an Arba Salam or Chagov. Hans and Rashi, that doesn't look in some other way, in Mara. I think it's Meduyak and Rashi that Rashi did not want to learn that the Chagov and the Razvanus are Yesh Lezonov and Legavachas. There's no evidence for it. And the Sugya doesn't say that. In Rashi held, it's not Mukhuch. There's no hechrich in the Sugya that a Chagov / Razvonis, that they have a Zonov, or they don't have a Zonov, they have a Gabachas, they don't have a Gabachas. There's no remez in the Sugya. And there's no hechrich from the fact that they're a separate species. Because maybe they're a separate species because they look different. And looking different is also something. They just look different. Maybe they're, I don't know, they look different. Anybody who sees a Chagov or a Razvonis knows that it sees that it's not, doesn't look like an Arba Salam or Chagov, not because of the tail and not because of the Gabachas or the lack thereof, just because it says Ein Adam Bemar. So I think in this Rashi, it's Mukhuch, that Rashi held that the filiation, the being a Tolda is not only a function of whether it has a Gabachas or a Zonim. And that goes into the mix too. But it's also a function of the general Mara, and therefore Rashi held that there's no hechech what permutation of Zonim and Gabachas the Razvanis and the Chagav have. The fact that they're a separate species does not tell me whether or not they have a Zonim and a Gabachas. They could have the same permutation Zonim and Gabachas wise as one other of the three kinds of grasshopper, and still be a separate species because they're not Daimi B'Mara to the other ones. But this Rashi, I think, some it's Mukhuch in this Rashi. That there's more over here. There's more going on than just Zonov and Gabachas. We want to know what's the Mineo. Yeah, just to be, Yosef, your hand's been up for a while.
If this is true, that Chagov is not Yishlo Zonov in the Gabachas, and that appearance is taken into account, shouldn't the Gemara mention another Nafka Mina between the two Shitas, and that the Fi Tanver Yishmael, that something that's Yish Lezonov in the Gabachas would be...
That's a very good question. L'chaira, according to Rashi, comes out that theoretically you could have species that are not Rosh Hanoruch, they're not Rosh Hanoruch, and yet they're not among the eight species. if you would say that species is only defined by the features that the Braisa talks about, Gabacha, Zonov, Rosh Orech, and then you'll have to say that Chogim and Resvonis, they occupy the fourth box, because otherwise what makes them different? They're going to have to occupy the fourth box. And that's the whole story. So then by definition, any grasshopper that's in Rosh Orech is one of these four species, because there's only two variables, Gabachas and Zonov, that define the species. And all of the variables are taken up by the four minim. So then I understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My ikav and Tanav Rav and Tanav Rav." So what's the nafkamina? Tanav Rav only has these eight species, and Tanav Rav says, "Remar by anything, even if it's Rosh Yorach." So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara, the only nafkamina is Rosh Yorach, because if it's any Rosh Yorach, then what other variables are left? Zonav and Gabachas. Zonav and Gabachas is only four permutations. All four permutations are occupied. They're all kosher. So end the story. So very good. Then the Gemara is very good. But if you're going to say, like I think it's Mukhach and Rashi, that's not the whole story. That's not the whole story. There could be other features that define a species. And the Torah only says that there's eight species. There's the Arba Luminae, the Salam Luminae, and so on. So there's only eight species, four of us with four totals. So there might be, and we don't even know, Chagav and Rezvonis, we don't even know if they occupy the missing box. They may occupy the same box as one of the meaning. But there are species unto themselves because they just happen to be in Mara. There are species unto themselves. I think that's what it says in the Rashi. So then, about it's theoretically possible, there might be some other min that shares one of these boxes, but it's different and it's not enumerated and it'll be treif. So why don't the Gemara say that that's enough community? That's enough community in Tanya Rav and Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Not only Enway Shiorach, even by Rosh Yorach. Even not only by Rosh Yorach, even Enway Shiorach. Maybe you have a grasshopper that's Enway Shiorach. And it has in Gabachas and Zonov, it's just like an Arba. Maybe it's Enle Gabachas, Enle Zonov, Enle Shayorach, just like an Arba. And it's not Mineo of Arba, because it has a different smile. So it's not Mineo of Arba. So why can't that be enough for me? Tanav Rav and Tanav Rav Yishmol. Yeah, it's a shark idea. But the MS is Tosis asks anyway. Look at Tosis on Samach Roman Aleph. Tosis, Mike and Miflagi. And the Gemara, where the Gemara says, what's the nafkaminim in Tanav Rav and Tanav Yishmol? The Gemara says, the whole nafkaminim is for Rosh Yorach. Fek Taisus. But in Pema, Amai Leim Mefarash, the Iki Benayah Shah Gavonim, Shah Chagavim, rather, She'enim Imin Oysim HaKsuvim, She'esh Nam Arba Simonim HaKsuvim HaSnissim, Ve'en Rosh Yorach. Why didn't the Gemara Taka say a nafkaminim? If you have a species that's Ein Rosh Yorach, not a long-headed grasshopper that the Gemara talks about. Maybe it's a short-headed grasshopper, like the ones the Torah talks about. But it's just not from the four Simon. It's not from the four. It's not from the eight minim that are mentioned at the time. The Latan and Rabbi Siri, Apabishesh Limental Simon and Mestison, Dame Chal and Masha Beprat. Places Mamashi asking, the Chor Tais Mamashi asking your question. So, the Chor, it's Mukhach and Taisus, from the fact that he asked the question, the Taisus held that, from the fact that Taisus asked the question, the Chor is Mukhach, the Taisus Taka held that the species are not only determined by Gagabachat and Zonov. They talk of other ways to determine the species. Otherwise, what's the kasha? If the only way to determine the species is whether it has a Zonov or a Gagabachat, then there's no such thing. By definition, there's no such thing. There can't be a min that's not one of these four minim. Because first of all, Chagav has to occupy. If you say that the species is only defined by Zonov and Gagabachat, then it's Mukhach that Chagav occupies the empty box. Because otherwise, why is Chagav a separate species? And then all the boxes are filled. And then by definition, all other minim that are in Rosh Yorach are all going to be one of these four species. The Tosis Kasha wouldn't start. From the fact that Tosis asked the Kasha, it's Mukhach, that Tosis held that no, species could be defined in other ways. So Tosis Mamash asking this question. What is Tosis' answer? Beis Leimar, two answers. First of all, the Shem Aleka Shum Chogav Shehei Bechamisha Simonim. Maybe there is no Chogov that has Chogov here is in the general sense. Maybe there are no grasshoppers that have the five simonim of the four simonim of the Mishnah plus Ein Rosh Yorach. Shelo Yehei Mimin Oisim Aksuvim Masnisim. Maybe there just isn't. There are no grasshoppers that are not from these four minim. Now, that's not clear what Tosis means in this text. Maybe Tosis means to be Chayzer from the Hanukkah. Maybe that's what he means. He means, no, all there is Zonav and Gabachat, so all the boxes are filled. But maybe that's good for Tosis Min Chayzer. Tosis in the Kasha thought that there's some other way to define species. So then there's room for other species. And Tosis' answer is no. There's no other way to define species, just with the Zonav and the Gabachas. So by definition, anything that it's Ein Rosh Yorach anything that's the five simanim, including an orach, by definition is one of these four. But I don't think the Lashon Tosfos is matched by that way. If Tosfos should say that, then he should say, no, if that should, Tosfos should make that explicit. In the Kasha, I thought that there's other ways to define a species. But the V'yesh Leimer, that if it has a zon of a, that zon of a gabach has defined the species. So it's not matched by Tosfos that way. Smash and Tosfos more, the Tosfos is still going with the original Hanukkah. Then in theory, there could be other ways to define species. And in theory, there could be other minim out there that are in Rosh and Oroch and but are still not from the four minim that the Torah just defines. But the Chazal knew, since the Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't make that nafkamina, Chazal knew that these four species just happen to cover all of the bases. Every other, there are no other species. I mean, species may have many different subspecies, but there are no other species except there's no anything that's en reish arach happens to like sholad by loma yudeh. Chazal knew that anything that's en reish arach belongs to one of these four species, not because it had to be that way. You know, maybe some grasshopper from Mars could come and be en reish arach, and it wouldn't be from these four species. But it happens to be that all the species are included in these four that are en reish arach. And that's just the terrace. The terrace is just, that's the fact. And arbitrarily, that's the fact. And then there's another terrace. Inami is places. Inachanami. Maybe there is that could be an afkamina. Maybe there are such other species that are enuash and oruch, and they would be no good according to the Tanakhama, and they would only be kosher according to Tanav Rebishbal. But Rivusa Nokat Afilu, the Rashi Oruch, Shonet Tanav Rebishbal. Why is telling me a Chiddush and Tanav Rebishbal? The Tanav Rebishbal is matir not only grasshoppers that are en reish and oruch, and therefore are very similar to the four to the minim of the Torah. But the Tanav Shmuel doesn't care because he has a klal of pata klal and he's mavra other species. But the Gemara is telling the Gemara wants to say a chiddush. The Tanav Shmuel is matir other species, not only if they have en reish and oruch, they're like the species of the Torah, just have different smiles. No, Tanav Shmuel is even more mekel. He's mekel even by reish and oruch, which is really totally unlike the species of the Torah. So it's a revus in Tana Rebbe Shmuel, but in a Charami, there's really more nafkamina. In other words, there's a nafkamina Torah. There's a taka nafkamina according to Tana Rav. It's these eight minim and only these eight minim, and you could have short-headed grasshoppers that are not from these eight minim in their treif. And Tana Rebbe Shmuel says that they're kosher, and not only are they kosher, you could go even further. You could have Rosh Aruch, and even that will be kosher. That's a revus in Akat. But our component is taka mashman tesis. And the second teretz for sure, and even the first teretz, I think the lashon is mashman that way, that you could have the species not only defined with the gabachas and the zonof. There's other ways to define species, and the Torah said eight species, and eight species means that there could theoretically be other species that technically they're zonof wise, gabachas wise, reisha orach wise, they're like the minim aksufim b'Torah, but they're still different species and they're not kosher. And I think that's the Deacon Rashi as well about the of Rezuanus in a Daimim B'mar. Daniel, you have your hand up.
Yeah, so we're saying in Rashi the Deac with he says Eino Daim El B'mare, what it appears like. So perhaps there's another difference it could have other than Zama Gabachas. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that the other elements on the base, Rimaskil, Vahabav and Loznav, it's like almost halfway in the Rashis. He says, regarding the first two, the Arba and the Slaim, Komer of Lachi, Yavel of Fun of the Nearish and Loznav, and it appears as it has Loznav. So maybe when Rashi says here in the Mishnah, regarding the appearance of the Arzavonis, It doesn't look like any of them because of Yeshloznav and Lagabachas in terms of its appearance. And so maybe it's not Mukhruch anymore that, the Chagav and the Zarvanis have Aznav and have Lagabachas, but maybe we could suggest in Rashi that it appears as it has Lagabachas.
It's like Nero over here.
Maybe.
I think the veneer in this Rashi just explaining lashon of the Bryce said habova ein leizonov. What does it mean? It comes and it doesn't have a zonov. What kind of funny lashon is that? It comes and it doesn't have a zonov. So Rashi means that when we when with that the idiom is that it comes and we look at it and it doesn't have a zonov. But I don't think that's the same as the Rashi about Deina Daima B'mara. It is theoretically possible that when Rashi says Eina Daima Elu B'mara, he taka just mean Mara is another way of saying which box does it fit in. And Rashi is saying it's not Daima Elu B'mara, meaning it's its own permutation of Zonov and Gabachas. But I think that then Rashi should have said so. What does Rashi have to, why does Rashi have to be so coy? Say Eina Daima Elu B'mara because it has the cheshbon that works out, the only available box. You know, if that's all it's tolling, the only available box is Yesh Zonov and Gabachas. And since that's the only available box, so Rashi should have said that. It's mashma to me, Rashi didn't want to commit himself to that because it doesn't say that in the Gemara. There's no Gemara that says that if a Chagav has a Zonov or a Gabachas. So Rashi didn't want to go out on a limb. So he says, the Chagav is not Daimel El B'mar. Maybe Daka, it's Yesh Zonov and Gabachas. And maybe not. Maybe it's not Daimel B'mar in some other way. Rashi doesn't want to say, doesn't want to go beyond what it says in Gemara. Yeah, Taisa makes a cheshbon. Maybe at this point we should talk. Taisa makes a posh of the cheshbon. Now we'll really see it right away. Taisa says, what's going on in the Mishnah? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Nun test. We can close this up. Maybe. So the Tanakam in the Mishnah said, the Tanakhama says he needs four simon. Rabbi Yechi says Shmei Chagov. So this Tanakhama over here, if he tanned by Rabbi, he tanned by Rabbi Shmo. He only lists four simon. Taisus on the top of Tanakh came out. So Taisvis, according to Tana Nevei Rav, there's a fifth simon that you have to have. Ein Rosh Aruch. According to Tana Rav, Klal Prat, the Gemara says the Feirish, Ma'ik Yikim and Tana Rav and Tana Mishpol, Ein Rosh Aruch Yikim and Rav. According to Tana Rav, since all of the eight enumerated minim all have short heads, so only grasshoppers with short heads are kosher. Long-headed grasshoppers are no good. According to Tana Mishpol, it's a Klal Prat, the Klal, or might be even long-headed grasshoppers. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Ein Rosh Aruch. The Mishnah is mashmuch. We don't care about the head. We only care about the four simanim. So it's muchuch that the Mishnah is going like Tanav Rebbe Shmuel. That is the klal apart the klal. That places. But if you're going like Tanav Rebbe Shmuel, that is a klal apart the klal, then okay, you could mar the long headed grasshoppers. But there's a miut of Shmuel. But you need Shmuel Chagov. But that's the cheshbon. If you go like Tanav Shmuel, it's a klal apart the klal. Then from Arba and Chargo, we're marbe everything. And then Salam's miyuter to tell me even Roshi Aruch. And Chagov is miyuter to tell me, but you have to have Shmuel Chagov. That was the cheshbon in Tanav Shmuel. So if you're going to go like Tanav Shmuel, then you have to have, yes, it's true. You don't need to have a short head. You can have a long head. But you have to have the name Chagov. Shmuel Chagov. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says Shmuel Chagov. It's Mashmuel Tanakhama doesn't need Shmuel Chagov. But Mimonoshoch, if the Tanakhama is Tana Nevei Rav, so he should require Ein Rosh Aruch. And if he's Tana Nevei Shmuel, then he should at least require Shmei Chagov. So why is Rabbi arguing on the Tanakhama? So Taisa says, Al Kochuch, you have to say that the Mishnah is Tana Nevei Shmuel. And Yitaka need, and that's why he doesn't care about the head, because it's Tana Nevei Shmuel. And in the Chanami, Yitaka need Shmei Chagov, and Rabbi is coming to me first the Tanakhama, not to be Chaylik on the Tanakhama. Now to place this on. Samachay on the Aleph. So now we've spent enough time with the Chesbon. If you see this right away, let's take a look inside. Top of Samachay on the Aleph. Oymer hoyer yivonder. Rav Yosi mefarish mosim Tanakhama. V'lo polik. Rav Yosi is only coming. He's not coming to the Chayil. Kidemuchah begemara. The ton of Rabbi Shmuel. The Dorish Chal apart the Klal. Umar became a prat called the Isli Dalit Simonim. The Dorish Chagav l'shmei Chagav. So then you have to have Shmei Chagav. So it must be your basis of Farishma. Yes, that's Tosus makes the Cheshbon when he's trying to bring this, that it must be that the Tana, the Mishnah goes like Tana Rebbe Rabbi Shmo. And maybe therefore that's the reason to think that Halacha is like Tana Rebbe Shmo. That's what the Rama seems to paskin. The Rama paskins that Rosh Yorach is kosher, but you need Shmei Chagav. No, it's the Rama paskins like Tana Rebbe Shmo. We'll take a close look at the Rama Mitzvah Shem. Please take a look. Not everything is hunky dory in the Rama, but the Pshuto, it's Mufurish Rama that Rosh Yorach is kosher, but you need to have Shmei Chagav. So that's like Tana Mishmo. Why do you pass like Tana Mishmo? Because the Stam Mishnah goes like Tana Mishmo. The training is that the training of the dike and the riff. The riff doesn't bring the Gemara at all. He just brings the Mishnah Kitzurasa. So the Shani Mabadayak, the Ramban, the Ran. That it sounds like the Riff held that we don't care about Rosh Yorach. It doesn't matter, Rosh Yorach is fine. And since the Riff doesn't say that Rabbi Yosi is Lefarish, they understood in the Riff that Rabbi Yosi is coming Lachlik and the Loch is like the Tanakama, and you don't need Shmei Chagav either. The Rishonim understood, the Ramban, they understood that the Riff is being Mekel, that we don't need Ein Rosh Yorach, and you don't even need Shmei Chagav. The Riff is very Mekel. You have four simonim, and it's kosher. We don't discriminate if it has a long head or a short head. We don't discriminate if it's Shmei Chagav or not Shmei Chagav. We don't discriminate. Anything that has four simonim is a kosher chag, is kosher. So the problem is, Shmei is, but it's the Leikiman. It's not like Tana, it's certainly not like Tana Dei Rav. Tana Dei Rav says that it has to be Enway Shorach. We call it Pochas. Only they mean it has to be Enway Shorach. Mercy of the Ferish. And even according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, that we allow Rosh Yorach, but it has to be Shmei Chagav, like Rabbi Yosi said. So the mission of the Tanakh, the mission of the Leikaman, says the Ramban that the Rif held in the Chanami, the Tana of the mission is a different Shita, not like any of the Shitas in the Gemara, not Tana Rebbe Rav, and not Tana Rebbe Shmuel. The Ramban says he has a Sifra, that the Sifra darshens from the four Limineus with this four Simonim. A different approach. All new drushes, not any of the drushes that are represented in the Gemara. The four Limineus come to tell me that four simonim and anything that's four simonim is kosher. But the Rif, the halacha, the Rif is a very kuladika, very kuladika shita. And if the Mishnah is then furthermore, the Rif seems to pass like the Mishnah. So it comes out according to the Rif, the way the Rishonim understood the Rif. I'm not sure the Ramban understood the Rif to say, but the way the Ramban understood the Rif, the Rif is coming, is telling you now a very cool of the Kashita. That you don't need, not only do you not need Einu Eishe'orach, doesn't have, not only do you not need that it should have a short head, but you don't even need that it should be Shmei Chagav. More Mekel. When it comes out, Tanu Rav is the most machmir, only these eight species. A long head is already no good. And maybe even short-headed things that don't fit into these species. That's telling places in Tanu Chavav. Maybe even short-headed grasshoppers might not fit into these eight species. Maybe you have a grasshopper that has a short head, but it has a funny smile, and maybe it's also not like these grasshoppers. That's the Sufik in places in Tanu Chavav, where there could be such a thing. But Al-Kapanim, according to Tanu Rav, it's limited to eight species. A long head is for sure no good. Then we have Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. He's more makel. He allows even long heads, but it has to be Shmei Chagav. And then, according to the Rif, you have the Tana of the Mishnah, so Anushita, that it doesn't have to be Shmei Chagav and it doesn't have to have a short head. Everything is kosher. Chaim Kanevsky has an interesting thing in his Tanei Chagavim. You know, a lot of the Teimonim, I think, used to be more widespread than just in Teimon, but the Teimonim have a Messiah that they have a certain kind of locust that they eat. So he brings some Paiskim, brings the Daki Tshuva, brings some Paiskim who said that it's not enough. Because can we rely on their Messiah? So he brings some Paiskim that we can't rely on their Messiah, because even though they have a Messiah that this grasshopper is kosher, but they don't have a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov. And you need a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov. So Chaim asks, what does that mean? We'll see a lot of Rishonim write this, that we don't need grasshoppers because we don't have a Messiah what's called Shmei Chagov. We could check all the other Simonim, but Shmei Chagov, how are you going to know? We're going to ask it, what's your name? You don't know if it's Shmei Chagov or not. So that's the Simon that we can't, and if you're passing like Tanav, a lot of Rishonim passing like Tanav Rebbe Shmuel, you need Shmei Chagov. So if you need Shmei Chagov, we can never know. We'll talk about that also if that's Muslim. But so these achrayim to that. So he brings from the Dakachua, brings achrayim who said you can't rely on the Yemenite Messiah unless you're a Yemenite. But you can't rely on it because even though they have a Messiah that it's this grasshopper is kosher, but they don't have a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov. I ask, what does that even mean? If they have a Messiah that's kosher, then it's Shmei Chagov. I mean, if it's not Shmei Chagov, it wouldn't be kosher. Like, what does that mean? You can't rely on their Messiah because maybe their Messiah only says that it's kosher, doesn't say that it's Shmei Chagov. No. If it has to be Shmei Chagov and you have a Messiah that's kosher, then what is it? What are these Achayim even saying? So he says that these Achayim held that we don't know why the Yemenites eat these grasshoppers. Maybe they eat these grasshoppers because they have a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov. And then it's good. We could rely on that too. If they have a Messiah, we don't have a Messiah Faket. But maybe they don't have a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov. Maybe they just paskind like the Rif, that you don't need Shmei Chagov. Like maybe they're a Bonim held like the Rif. You don't need Shmei Chagov. That's why they eat these grasshoppers. So if that's the case, we can't rely on that because we don't necessarily paskind like the Rif. That their Messiah is not going to help us. But that's what these, that's what these Achayim were saying. That the Yemenite Messiah, we don't know what it means. They have a Messiah that it's kosher. Maybe they have a Messiah that it's kosher because they have a Messiah that it's Shmei Chagov, but maybe not. Maybe they have a Messiah that you don't need Shmei Chagov because they pass them like the Rif. So fine, they can rely on the Rif if that's their tradition to pass them like the Rif. But we don't have to pass them like the Rif. We may be passing like the Ram, but you need Shmei Chagov. Or like the Ramban, a lot of Rishonim say, or the Ramban, or the Rashban, or Safai, a lot of Rishonim say that we need Shmei Chagov. So the Yemenite Messiah doesn't say that it's Shmei Chagov. Yeah, one way in the Kud, and then I think we'll stop till tomorrow. The Ramban has a suffix. According to Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, and according to Taisus, and the Mishnah goes like Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. So according to Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, again, what's the Seder HaLimudim? The Seder HaLimudim are that from Arba and Chagol, which are on opposite corners of the chart, one is Yesh LeGavachas, Yesh LeZona, one is Ein LeGavachas, Ein LeZona. So from those two, we could be with the Klal, Prat, the Klal, we could be Marba, all of the Minim, whether they have a Gavachas or a Zona or not. So Melech Salam is Meyuter, we don't need Salam. So Salam is Meyuter to be Marba, even Rosh Yorach, even though Salam itself is not Rosh Yorach. All these are all short-headed grasshoppers. But since it's Meyuter, so we're Marba, even Rosh Yorach. And then Chagav is also Meyuter. From Chagav, we then turn around and we I'm in Ma'id, but it has to be Shmei Chagov. So Ramban has a suffix. Is the requirement of Shmei Chagov that a general requirement, any grasshopper, if it's not Shmei Chagov, it's no good? Or maybe it's only a requirement if it's Reish Yorach. Because maybe the Mi'at of Chagov is only tempering the Ribuy of Salem. Salem is Marbe Reish Yorach. Comes along Chagov and says, don't get carried away. Yes, Reish Yorach, but only those Reish Yorach that are Shmei Chagov. But if it's any Reish Yorach, then you don't need Shmei Chagov. That's a suffix in the Ramban. The Ramban is Mesupik. The Ramban is telling, he says he's Mesupik, how to read the Rashi and Chumash. Well, back to Rashi and Chumash. Rashi Chumash is really actually quite difficult. What does Rashi Chumash say? So Let's take a look now at Rashi again. Mimali raglav samach letzavari. Has feet samach letzavari. Yeah, by the way, maybe I'll just... This Rashi about samach letzavari is difficult because the jumping legs of the grasshopper are not samach letzavari. They're the hindmost legs. I'll show you in the picture. The jumping legs are behind the four legs. They're not samach letzavari. So this is a very shvei Rashi. What's the samach letzavari? The Archaim and Chumash, and also in the Yerideh, as I say, Pitayr and Yerideh, he says that apparently all the grasshoppers are not the... That's not what the Torah is... That you see in Rashi that the grasshopper, that the Torah laugh, maybe it's not even a grasshopper, that all these grasshoppers are really treif. Because it's not the Torah is only... The Rashi says it has to be samach letzavari. Yeah, the problem is that there are no species in the world that have jumping legs samach letzavari. It's probably not aerodynamic even. And it's very far-fetched to say that maybe there's some species of jumping insect, you know, on the other side of the Sambatian that has jumping legs samach letzavari. Rashi says they're commonplace. The Rashi in Chumash, the same Rashi in Chumash says that they're motzei harbe. It's hard to believe that in Rashi's time they had some kind of species of insect that disappeared from the face of the earth. So it's a shvei Rashi. The Taimonim say that Rashi means that when it jumps, it props itself on the front legs. It leans on the front legs when it jumps. So that's what Rashi says. So the kra'ayim are the front legs, not the back legs. It's also very shvei. The lashon of the pasuk is that it has kasul kas kra'ayim mimal l'raglav l'nater behem al ha'aretz. The legs that it jumps with are the back legs, not the front legs. Okay, so this is a problematic Rashi in Mitzvah. Like, what's going on in this Rashi? What's this Tomach L'Savar? Reb Chaim Kanevsky also talks about it. Doesn't come out with the Teretz. There's a version of the story, you know, the story of Reb Chaim Kanevsky with the grasshopper that came to his table. So there's a version of the story that's circulating. You know, somebody told me a version of the story that Chachmei Teva say that the jumping legs are behind the other legs, but Rashi says they're near their Tomach L'Savar. So the grasshopper that came to Chaim Kineski's table had legs samach letzavari, jumping legs samach letzavari. But it's not true, because there's a video, I sent it to you on the WhatsApp. There's a video, somebody came to Chaim Kineski with the grasshopper, the locust that the Yemenites eat, which is in it. It has the regular jumping legs behind the other legs. And Reb Chaim says, Befeirish, that's the grasshopper, that's the locust that came to him. That's interesting, he corroborates the story. He says, yeah, this was the one that was by him over here. And he talks about it, that the legs are behind the other four legs, that the Ammonites say it leans on the front legs when it jumps, and Chaim says, maybe, could be. And the kids said, the grasshopper, the locust, the arbor that Chaim Kineski saw was the same, was the one that the Ammonites eat, and it has the jumping legs behind. So that's the version of the story that he had, that's not a true version of the story. Very interesting video. Anyway, what I wanted to show you is at the end of the Rashi. Rashi says, from later in the Rashi, our grasshoppers, they have all these simonim. So why don't we eat them? So that Rashi says, we don't eat them because, okay, that's the Tanah Rebbe Shmuel. The Stam Mishnah Tosfos goes like Tanah Rebbe Shmuel. So I understand what Rashi wants. Tanah Rebbe Shmuel. But what does Rashi want with Rashi Aruch? According to Tanarei Bishmol, you don't need Rashi Aruch. You don't need any Rashi Aruch. It could be Rashi Aruch Kuzuntei. That's not a problem. What does Rashi want with Rashi Aruch? Why does he even mention it? If he's going like Tanarei Bishmol, he says you need Shmei Chagov. That's Tanarei Bishmol who's the one who says you need Shmei Chagov. So why mention the fact that it's Rashi Aruch? So the Ramban says that Rashi, he's not sure, but he says maybe Rashi held that you only need Shmei Chagav when it's Rosh Aruch. So maybe that's what Rashi's saying. Some of them have long heads, and the ones that have long heads have to be Shmei Chagav, and we don't know if they're Shmei Chagav, that's why we don't eat them. That's what the Ramban entertains. Maybe that's the pshat in this difficult Rashi. Then it's still shver because, so then eat the ones that don't have long heads. if you're actually saying that some of them have long heads, and if you have a long head, it has to be Shmei Chagav, and we don't know if it's Shmei Chagav, that's why we don't eat them. Okay, so don't eat the long-headed ones. Eat the short-headed ones. Number two, not at all clear. Even if you this chat, why does Rashi mention Ein Lehem Zonov? What does that have to do with anything? That nobody said. That only if it's Ein Lehem Zonov, it has to be Shmei Chagav. The Ramban, when he quotes the Rashi, Ramban by us in the Sugya, when he quotes the Rashi, he quotes, he must have had a different gear, so he has that he's various in the Rashi, apparently, the Yesh Sheyesh Lehem Zonov. But it doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? It has a Zonov, doesn't have a Zonov. Having a Zonov, not having a Zonov. In the chart, the Arba doesn't have a Zonov, and the Chagal has a Zonov. So there are very respectable grasshoppers that have a Zonov, and very respectable Torah-sanctioned grasshoppers that don't have a Zonov. You see that the Zonov is Lemaila B'Lemaird. Reish Yorach, all the species in Torah, they're all Ein Reish Yorach. But we have a Riboy, Tanya Rishon, it's a Riboy from the extra word Salam that he's Marbe Reish Yorach. So then there's a welcome to say, maybe when it says there afterwards another Miyot of Chagav, maybe Chagav is only Mimayat with Salam, and Salam is Marbe. So Yomarbe Ein Reish Yorach, Yomarbe Reish Yorach, which is not like the Minim HaKsuvim. So maybe if it's not like the Minim HaKsuvim, it's Reish Yorach, it has to at least be Shmei Chagav. I can hear such a sound. But there's no mokum to her. There's no mokum to say that you need Shmei Chagav only if it's Yesh Lezonov or only if it's Ein Lezonov. Why? The minim in the Torah is Samet Mehra Zonov, Sonov don't have a Zonov. So it's lack or it's having a Zonov or not having a Zonov is not in any way diminishing its Chagavness. The Rashi mentioned over here, Yesh Lezonov Zonov is for sure a Dovah Pella. You know, The Reish Orach Mele, maybe it's a mokum to say. If it's Reish Orach, you act of Shmei Chagav. Could be Rashi passing is old. And it's the Reish Orach, maybe Rashi passing like Tanan Ve'rav, that Reish Orach is no good. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Yesh Reish Orach, and it's no good. And we're not bekeem if it's Reish Orach or not. And then in addition, you have to have Shmei Chagav. That's Emes Sofik Ramban. I want to talk about it, the Hemshech. Does the Tanan Ve'rav also require Shmei Chagav? Tanan Ve'rav requires Shmei Chagav. What about Tanan Ve'rav? Passage is moot. There's only eight minim. It's like Lemala, you know, there's only eight minim. They're all Shmei Chagav. It's like academic. So Ramban has such a prophet. Maybe even Tanya Virab requires Shmei Chagav. Not at all clear what's going on there. Ramban. The meaning by itself. I don't want to confuse matters. But Akopanim, the Rashi over here, this is a difficult Rashi, like in common way, in several ways. It's difficult. The Zonov part is for sure Peladic. What does Zonov have to do with anything? Yeshlim Zonov. Whether you go is Yesh Enlim Zonov, whether you go is Yeshlim Zonov. What's the difference if they have a Zonov or they don't have a Zonov? It's perfectly fine for a grasshopper. Yes, to have a Zonov, not to have a Zonov. If they have a Zonov, it'll be like a Chargol. If they not have a Zonov, it'll be like an Argol. What's the big deal either way? So that's altogether shit. And then what is this Reish Orach business? What does he want with Reish Orach? So it could be he holds a kind of a Rav. That he's saying Reish Orach is no good. And maybe we're not Bekim if it's Reish Orach and not Reish Orach. So he's saying, Psul, Tanah Derav requires Ein Reish Orach. Some of them are Reish Orach. We don't know which ones are which. But then if you hold like Tanah Derav, then Lechara, the Torah is only Marba eight species. So what does Rashi want? What does Rashi want also with Tzorach Sheish Mei Chagav? Forget Tzorach Sheish Mei Chagav. The Torah only was Marba eight species. Maybe it's not from the eight species. That goes into the suffix that we had before. Could there be other species that are not from the eight species, even though they have a gabachat there, but they have a different kind of smile or something? Would that be a problem? Not a problem. If you hold like Tanah Derav, then how do you know it's even from the eight species? Maybe it smiles different than the eight species. Anyway, the Rashi is Shvei L'Chrashi. It's not clear if he's going like Tanah Derav. Is he going with Tanah Rebbe Shmuel? And either way, if he's going like Tanah Derav, the Zonov part is fair regardless. And if he's going like Tanah Derav, so I understand the Reish Orach part. Yesh and Reish Orach, so they're no good because Tanah Derav. And we don't, and maybe we're not Bekim with Reish Orach and Atzi. We don't want to eat them. But then what does Rashi want with Tzorach Sheish Mechogav? If you hold like Tanah Derav, there are worse problems than Tzorach Sheish Mechogav. It has to be from the Eight Minim. And if Rashi's only Tanah Derav Shmuel, then who cares about Reish Orach? Tanah Shmuel allows Reish Orach in each Mechogav. Okay, that I understand. But who cares about Reish Orach? So that's what the Ramban says. Maybe he's going like Tanah Derav Shmuel, but he means if it's Reish Orach, it needs to be Shmei Chagav. And therefore, you know, maybe we're not sure which ones are Reish Orach. And even though Reish Orach is kosher, but only if it's Shmei Chagav. So that's how the Ramban wants to read the Rashi. That he's going like Tanah Derav Shmuel. And he's saying, According to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, yes, we allow Rosh Aruch, but only for Shmai Chagov. And yes, Rosh Aruch, and therefore, if it's Rosh Aruch, it has to be Shmai Chagov. And we're not so clear which ones are Rosh Aruch or not. And if it's Rosh Aruch, it needs to be Shmai Chagov. And Shmai Chagov, we for sure don't know, because we don't have a Messiah in that. So that's why we don't need the grasshoppers, because we're afraid that they're Rosh Aruch. And if they're Rosh Aruch, then they have to be Shmai Chagov, according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel. That's the Ramban. He's not sure the Ramban, but he wants to suggest that that's the Pshat in the Rashi. Okay, but the Yesh Lem Zonov is in the Rashi is still very difficult. It had maybe in my house. It's going much longer than I wanted to go. Okay, so we'll leave this for today. Okay, very good. Yeah, somebody wants to ask me, Adam.
Yeah, could it maybe be that Rashi holds that the pshat is that Chagov and the Rozanis are both Ein lo gabachas and Yesh lo zanov? So we would need to know if it has a zanov, if it has a zanov potentially.
Oh, very good. That's what I wanted to maybe say. That's what I was saying. We're running out of time. But that was the word that I wanted to say. That maybe, since Rashi says that Razvonis and Chagov, that the Razvonis and Minav Chagov, not because it occupies this missing permutation. Rashi didn't know that that's true. It doesn't say anything more. Rashi didn't want to speculate. Rashi says the Razvonis is like the Chagov. It doesn't look like the other three Minim. So if that's the case, then it could very well be that box may be empty, that permutation. In which case, according to Tanya Ve'Rav, maybe Rashi's going like Tanya Ve'Rav, if you have a grasshopper that's in that fourth box, then maybe it's talking no good, because that box is not occupied. There's no model for that box of, what is it? It's I forget what that box was exactly. I think it was Yesh Lezonav Ein Legabachas. So that's what Rashi means. That we'll go like the Ramban's gears. The Yesh Lehem Zonav. And if it's Yesh Lezonav, it needs to be Ein Legabachas, because otherwise it's not from the Eight Minim. And therefore, and that's why we don't eat them. If that's what I wanted to say. It's not so great because, A, Rashi should talk about gabachas. The problem is not so much that Ein Lezonov. The problem is Ein Lezonov and maybe it's Ein Legabachas. But two, in order to leave that box empty, you have to say that Chogav and Razvonis are a separate species, not because they're in that separate permutation, but because they're not Doimi B'mara, like Rashi says. So that means you need to have Doimi B'mara. So then Rashi should have a different reason why we don't eat grasshoppers. Because maybe the grasshopper that we want to eat is not Doimi B'mara to any of the species that the Torah said. Either Rashi's not going like Tana de Rav, he's going like Tana de Shmuel, like the Ramban understood. Or Rashi held, at least in Chumash, that it's not totally in the Mara, it's only totally in the permutations. But if it's totally in the permutations, then that box has to be occupied by Chagov, because otherwise, why is Chagov a separate species? So we lose the vart. Yeah, but I think I had that Mahalach. Yeah, I don't think I even slugged it up. But now that you're saying it and I'm reacting to it, I see that there's a problem with it. Yeah, Moshe.
Yeah, if we're saying the Mahalach that Chagav is the fourth box of Yesh Lo Zonav and Ein Lo Gabachas, so why did the Gemara not bring the Binyan out from Chagav and Slum also? I mean, couldn't those two categories have included all four possibilities?
I mean, why didn't the Braisa? What are you saying?
I mean, the Tzad Shava from Arba and Hargol is because right.
It could have done Chagav and Salam. It could have done the other way. It could have made a Tzad Shava from Chagav in Tana Rebbe Shmuel. It could have said from Chagav and Salam, and then Arba would be the one that's extra. Cargo. I suppose it could have done that. But then I think it wants to leave Chagov out so that it can use it for Shmai Chagov. You know, they're all Shmam Chagov. I don't think they're all Shmam Chagov. So like, it needs to start. You could go either way. You could use Arben. You know, you need to take the two corners. To make the Tzad HaShava, you know, to cancel out Gabachas and Zonov, you need to take the two corners. So you could, the Gemara takes Arben and Chagov, those two corners. And Melu, that covers everything. Now Salam and Chagav Amiyuter, one to be Marba Yeshla Yoshi Aruch, and one to say, no, but you need Shmei Chagav. That works well because Chagav is the one that you use for Shmei Chagav. But if you would take the opposite corners, Arba and Chagav, so maybe you could. But then, I'm not Arba and Chagav. If you're going to take the opposite corners of let's say, Chagav and Salam, then you're not going to have Chagav available for the Shmei Chagav. Assuming that Shmei Chagav, that the reason why Chagav is used for Shmei Chagav is because that's the word Chagav. That's the Pashat Pshat. And anyway, just Chagav Mitrei Nachat. The point is that from the two corners, you can marry everything. But yeah, it's Taka Ara. Good Ara. Okay. Very good. Just everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, so tomorrow the same time, Mr. Chip. Tomorrow I'm sure not coming in. I have to pick up my wife from the airport. So tomorrow at the same time on Zoom. Okay, take care.